All hail King Jesus. Amen. If you have your Bible, the book of Philippians for just a few moments in chapter number 4. The book of Philippians in chapter number 4. Through our exhortation times, we've been moving through Philippians, and the last time we were looking at verses 2 through 9. So this is part number 2 of verses 2 through 9. Last time we talked about church unity, spiritual joy, and gracious humility. These were components of a complete Christian, or understanding the pathway to maturity, as Paul rounds out the end of his letter here in chapter 4. He focused on church unity in verses 2 through 3, spiritual joy in verse 4, and then in verse 5, gracious humility. And now today, let's consider three more: a strong confidence, a thankful prayer, and supernatural peace. Strong confidence, thankful prayer, supernatural peace. Components of a complete or a mature Christian. Notice here, strong confidence. Verse 5, and it's actually the last half of verse 5 into verse 6. The Lord is at hand. Verse 6, do not be anxious about anything. I don't know if any of you have ever been anxious before or struggle with anxiety or worry or fret about things. But the Bible has much to say to us about it, and the truth is always the remedy to what we deal with. So we need to hear the truth about anxiety today. I want to tell you, it may step on your toes just a little bit about anxiety, but you need the truth. We need to hear the truth about it. It was Tryon Edwards, who is the great-grandson of Jonathan Edwards, Great Awakening preacher. He said, anxiety is the poison of human life, the parent of many sins and of even more miseries. In a world where everything is doubtful and where we may be disappointed and be blessed in disappointment, why this restless stir and commotion of mind? Can it alter the cause or unravel the mystery of human events? Seems true to what Jesus said in Matthew 6:27. Which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? Being anxious does you no good.
Amen.
At all. It changes nothing. And it's the poison of human life, the parent of many sins and even more misery, as Mr. Edwards said there. Anxiety and worry are thought by some to be an indication of maybe how wise that we are. But truth be told, in all actuality, it's a sure indication of just how wicked that we are. Anxiety and worry. Anxiety and worry arise from a focus on ourselves and a concern to do our will rather than God's will. Anxiety and worry doesn't believe the Bible, doesn't believe God, and its victims are mastered and dominated by circumstances. Anxiety and worry. They're natural to the human heart, but they shouldn't be to the regenerate human heart. Anxiety and worry exist because of a failure to believe something about God. If you're anxious, if you worry, if you're fretting about something in the future, you are failing to believe something about God. Jesus made this point clear in his discourse on the subject in Matthew 6:25 through 34, where he explains this in detail. God feeds the birds, Jesus says, and he clothes the flowers, parts of his creation that are disposable. How much more will he care for you, his image bearers, whom he crushed his son for and has eternally forgiven?
Amen.
If you're a Christian, how much more you, if he cares for the grass and the birds that are disposable? Therefore, the great antidote to anxiety and worry is very simple: faith. Very simple. And listen, you can't trust what you don't know. When I say faith in God, I'm not talking about just some cliche. I'm talking about a trust in God that can't happen if you don't know. Knowledge of God is essential to a Christian life of faith. It's a low view of God that leads to a high degree of anxiety, fear, and worry. A low view of God. Notice the text. The Lord is at hand. He's at hand, or he's near to these believers. There's no greater source of spiritual stability than the confidence that God is near in his presence with you as a believer. Psalm 57, 1 through 3, be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me. For in you my soul takes refuge. In the shadow of your wings I will take refuge until the storms of destruction pass by. I cry out to God Most High, to God, listen, who fulfills His purpose for me. In the storm, God is fulfilling His purpose for you as a believer. And you take refuge in this God. Verse 3, He will send from heaven and save me. He'll put to shame him who tramples on me. God will send out His steadfast love and faithfulness. Take courage, believer. It is the Lord your God that inhabits eternity, who declares the end from the beginning, who is the everlasting God. He doesn't faint or grow weary. He whose understanding is unsearchable, the one who works all things after the counsel of His will, who has made you precious and very great promises. He works all things for your good. He decrees whatsoever comes to pass. The one who shuts the mouths of lions, protects those who take refuge in Him, fulfills His purpose for you. He is too wise to make a mistake and too good to do you wrong. Take courage, believer. So the first step to eliminating anxiety and worry is knowledge of and trust in God. Amen. The next, a thankful prayer. And notice the connection here in the second half of verse 6. The antidote to worry and the cure for anxiety. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, pray, he says. In everything. By way of contrast, don't worry about anything, but in everything, in all of your course of life, pray by prayer and supplication. This is don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. That's what he's saying. Knowledge of God and proper prayer to God lays the anxieties on God Himself and trust God with the results. Luther said, you just need to pray and let God do the worrying. Let your request be made known to God. Reminds me of 1 Peter 5:7. Listen, cast all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. Lay your anxieties on Him because it's He who cares for you. Not just any kind of prayer, but notice here in verse 6, with thanksgiving. Not a complaining prayer, not a doubting prayer to God, not a selfish prayer, but a thankful prayer. As bad as things are, listen, you have it way better than you deserve. A thankful prayer that makes known the request to God. And when you pray from an attitude of thankfulness, listen, it will help you purify the request that you make known to God. A thankful heart sets the tone, it paves the way, it sweetens the tongue, it gives weight to the words as you make your request known to God. Being thankful for the answer before it comes will help you receive with joy whatever that answer is. Amen. You're thankful for the answer before the answer even comes. Will help you to receive it with joy, whatever it is. Because you're praying according to the Lord's will, not your own. Listen to Hebrews 12:28. Therefore, let us be grateful. Why? For receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
Amen.
And thus, let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe. A kingdom that can't be shaken. This is why we're thankful. And now, number 6. Thirdly today. Supernatural peace. Verse 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. He says, and the peace of God. In other words, if your knowledge of God increases, if you cast your anxieties on God, if your requests are offered with thanksgiving before they're even answered, then you will have the peace of God. Amen? You will have God's peace. You'll have peace with God because of Christ and the peace of God produced by the Holy Spirit. Isaiah 26:3. You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. You keep him in perfect peace. The perfect peace, this peace of God, is an inward tranquility of the soul. It's an inward calmness on the inside while there's pressure on the outside. Knowing God and praying to him may not remove the trial, but it will increase your peace in the middle of that trial. As Thomas Watson said, the world can create trouble in the middle of peace, but God can create peace in the middle of trouble. What is the nature of this peace? Well, notice what it says. It surpasses all understanding. It transcends the human intellect. It far beyond and reaches beyond human reasoning. human solutions to certain problems because its source is God, whose ways are completely unsearchable. It bypasses the intellect. It goes beyond the intellect as it surpasses all understanding. And it will guard your hearts and your minds. This is a military term, this word guard. As this peace comes in that passes all understanding, it will guard your mind. It surrounds you. It protects you as a military member does on a base in a forward operating position. Since this peace goes beyond your understanding, then it is able to guard you and guard your mind from anxiety. It will guard you, this peace will. It'll provide a fort around your mind, around your heart, that will keep anxiety from getting in. How is this possible? Notice the last phrase in verse 6. In Christ Jesus. It's the only way it's possible. The source of all satisfaction forevermore. In Christ. Are you in Christ today? Do you know Him? Do you have His peace? Are you trusting in Him? Are you worried about the future? Are you trusting God with the future to fulfill His purpose for you? Because He promised that He would. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. Lord, thank You for this day and thank You for Your Word. Thank You, Lord, for what You've told us. Thank You, Lord, for our Lord Jesus, who told us, Lord, that You care for even the birds. And You care for even the grass, Lord, that today is growing and tomorrow it's thrown away, it's burned. And Lord, we who are eternally Your children, if we are in Christ, You care forever, eternally more, Lord, for us than grass or birds. Lord, help us to know Your good character. Help us to see Your goodness, Lord, in the creation. Help us to understand the revelation of who You are so that we can trust You, Lord. You're too wise. Your Word tells us how wise You are, that You can't make a mistake. Lord, You're too good that You cannot do us wrong. And Lord, whatever we're going through, we deserve far worse. I pray that we would trust You and learn Your purpose for what we're dealing with, Lord. That we would understand that the Lord is at hand. That we would have confidence. That we would have trust. That we would pray and lay our anxieties on You. That we would be thankful, and Lord, that we would have Your supernatural peace that would guard our minds from the evils of anxiety. Lord, thank You for the truth of Your Word. Help us to worship You today, to exalt Christ today. Thank You for what He's done on the cross, and it's in His name we pray. Amen.